Well, this is Pastor Woodson Moore coming to you from Fairton Christian Center in Fairton, New Jersey. And I trust that the morning is going well for you. Up, up, up. Makes me think of, I was in the ninth grade, played on the ninth grade boys basketball team, and we played this team from a little town called Humphreys in North Missouri there, and they had this kid, his name was Archie, and the cheerleaders, every time we'd get ready to have a jump ball, Archie did the jumping for them, and they had this little cheer, jump, Archie, jump, jump, Archie, jump, jump, Archie, jump, Archie, up, up, up. And I guess maybe that's what I'm saying to you. Come on. Jump up. Get up. Get with it. Let the anointing of God just come on you today and fill you up with joy. Have you praised him yet? Have you spent a little time, just a little time? It doesn't have to be hours and hours. You don't get God's grace and God's goodness by earning it. Grace is something that's given. But take a little time. Tell him you love him. Praise him. Raise your hands up there in the quiet and the private time of your own. I don't like it when somebody tries to tell me how to praise the Lord or when to praise the Lord. I've never liked that. And I'm not trying to do that to you. But just take some time to encourage yourself in Jesus before you set off for the day. Maybe get a proverb. Just one. Just one proverb that the Holy Spirit leads you to. One verse. And just meditate on that. Back whenever I used to run. I always hated running, except when a kid, you know, you're playing games and stuff. I like to run then, but just to go out and just run, oh, I never liked that. And I had to do a lot of it because I played basketball and football and baseball, and then I ran track, and anyway. So I was doing some running, and it's probably been 20 years ago. Get up in the morning, run a mile. And I didn't like it, so I would take a proverb, just one proverb, and I'd memorize it. You know, they're not very long. Just memorize it, say it over and over again, and then I would start to run, and that's what I would keep thinking about and keep meditating on. And as I did that, the Holy Spirit just took those proverbs and just enlarged. See, a proverb is a key that unlocks a door to a room of God's wisdom. I want you to think about that for a minute now. A proverb, one of the proverbs, is a key that unlocks the door to a room of God's wisdom. And that's why in the book of Proverbs it says, why did I write this? Why would these proverbs? So a young man would be smart, so he wouldn't do stupid things, so he would know how to conduct his way. And that his decisions that he makes would bring life and blessing into his being, into all his endeavors, into the things that he does, that his decisions would lead to prosperity rather than to failure and frustration. You say, well, you know, God wants us to fail once in a while. No, he doesn't. He wrote the Bible so we wouldn't be stupid. Psalm 14:1 says, the fool has said in his heart that there's no God. And so if you want to be a fool, if you want to be foolish, if you want to be stupid, if you want to, I see people that I've known, they've heard the word of God preached to them. They know what that word says to do, and they make a decision. I'm not doing it. I don't want to do it that way. I'm going to do it my way. And then you stand back and you see the results of that decision over a period of time. It doesn't happen instantly. Maybe if it was all Ananias and Sapphira type events, remember them? They were the two that lied to the Holy Spirit and came in to Peter and said, yeah, we sold our property for this amount of money and we're giving it all to the church. And Peter says, why have you chosen to lie to the Holy Spirit? Bingo. Ananias was dead. And the young men came in and took his body out. And a couple hours later, here comes Sapphira. And Peter says, did you and Ananias, you agreed to do thus, thus? Oh, yes, that's what we agreed to do. Peter's words were, the same young men who carried your husband out are coming to carry you out. And she was gone. Now, maybe if we had more Ananias and Sapphira events, people would wise up. I don't know. But Galatians 6 is there. Whatsoever a man soweth, that and that only shall he reap. It is amazing to me how people come up with these philosophies of life, say, well, the big man upstairs, he's got my day appointed, and if it's my day to go, then it's my day to go, and I'm getting on my motorcycle, and I'm running 130 miles an hour on the turnpike, and if it's my day to crash and die, then burn, I guess I'll crash, die, and burn. How stupid is that? Well, I guess the big man knows, you know, I'm just going to shoot up one more time, and if it's my day to go, I guess I'll overdose and die. You got to be kidding. Well, the big man upstairs, you know, he's got my day appointed and everything, and so I'm just going to go out and tie one on tonight. I'm going to get drunk as a skunk, and then I'm going to drive home. And you smash into a tree. Maybe you don't die. Maybe you're just crippled for life. Now you got to come up with some kind of a philosophy that says, well, God knows best. He knew if I wasn't crippled for the rest of my life that I'd never serve him. Cut me a break. All we have to do is read through the Bible, and you'll see that stuff is nonsense. That's foolishness. That's why we have a Christian school, is so we can teach children, do this and don't do that. And see, we have a choice to make. We can serve God. We can be obedient to his principles. You got people who are just constantly under the financial gun, constantly can't get out of debt. No matter how hard they work, how hard they save, can't get out. And you say to them, do you tithe?
Tithe? What's that?
Well, that's where when you get paid, you take the first tenth. And you give that to Jesus, and then he takes that and multiplies it and blesses it and gives it back. And he watches over your things, and he blesses your things, and he causes your appliances, your car, your clothing. He causes all these things to last. Oh, I don't believe that. Of course you don't. That's why you don't tithe, and that's why you're cursed with a curse. Malachi chapter 3. You shouldn't say things like that. Why shouldn't I say things like that? If it's going to rescue your soul and set you free from the destroyer and the thief. These are choices we make. Don't want to be too harsh, too hard with the things that we've said, but look, Deuteronomy chapter 30. Moses is speaking. He says, but the word is very near you, in your mouth and in your mind and in your heart, so you can do it. See, I've set before you this day life and good, and death and evil. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his ordinances, then you shall live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land into which you go to possess. But if your mind and heart turn away, and you will not hear, but are drawn away to worship other gods and serve them, I declare to you today that you shall surely perish, and you shall not live long in the land where you pass over Jordan to enter and possess. I call heaven and earth to witness this day against you that I have set before you life and death, the blessings and the curses. Therefore choose, underline, choose, choose life, so that you and your descendants may live. Remember, if you know Jesus, you will know freedom.